Advocates for the poor are up in arms about a provision in the new housing bill. It would deny federal funding to groups that build low-income housing if they engage in voter registration activities. The House of Representatives will vote on the bill this week. NPR's Rachel Jones has the story.
When the House Financial Services Committee passed the Federal Housing Finance Reform Act in May, the 65-5 vote was bipartisan. It was designed to monitor federal housing programs like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the federal home loan banks. But several Republican committee members balked at the bill's Affordable Housing Fund, which creates housing for the poor. They were concerned about housing advocacy groups going into communities and coercing residents to vote for Democratic candidates. Those Republican representatives worried the law was paying housing groups to recruit for the Democratic Party.
It was a very gross misreading of the legislation that would give one to think that that were possible.
Sheila Crowley is president of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. She's talking about a provision added to the bill that would restrict funding for any nonprofit or public organization that builds low-income housing if it takes part in voter registration activities. Even taking money from another group involved in voter registration would make them ineligible for government funds. Crowley says her coalition and 80 other groups have asked House Speaker Dennis Hastert to remove the provision from the bill. She says agencies that build affordable housing are doing exactly what the federal government has sanctioned through the years, with laws like Motor Voter and the Voting Rights Act.
And part of what their mission is helping people to become fully engaged citizens and active in their communities and participating in all of civic life. And obviously fundamental to participation in civic life is being registered to vote and being an informed voter.
Many low-income housing agencies have voter registration materials in their rental offices. They'll sometimes sponsor debate watch parties at community centers or invite candidates to speak. Many senior housing projects have polling places. NPR attempted to contact the four congressmen behind the voter registration provision, Representatives Jeb Henserling of Texas, Mike Pence of Indiana, Tom Feeney of Florida, and Ed Royce of California, by phone and in person. They declined to comment, as did a spokesperson for the House Financial Services Committee. Though the law is intended to remove politics from low-income housing, advocates for the poor say it's inherently unfair. Hillary Shelton directs the Washington Bureau of the NAACP.
Over half of African Americans live at or below the poverty line. What that means is we are disproportionately dependent on affordable housing, that is, housing for those who are low income or extremely low income, and those are the areas that this bill affects the most.
Shelton says the provision is unnecessary because most organizations that build low-income housing have nonprofit tax status, which means they can't endorse or oppose political candidates. They'd lose that status by engaging in illegal voting activities. Instead, Shelton says these groups are merely strengthening the democratic process and empowering communities to help control their own destinies. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.